兄姊妹早。
Greeting, good morning, brothers and sisters.
在唱刚刚345首的时候，我心里很感动。
As I was singing the song 345, I was very moved.
因为说实在的，今天要交通的信息，我在三个礼拜以前心里有感动的时候，我就跟主有点 argue。
As I was sharing this message a few weeks ago, I was moved, but then I was arguing with the Lord.
我跟主说这个信息不太好讲。
I think this is a very tough message to share.
我觉得我够不上。
I am not qualified.
但是我觉得唱诗歌的时候，诗歌就说耶稣耶稣，我拣选主耶稣。
The song saying that Jesus, Jesus, I have chosen Jesus.
我心住在所有甘甜事物之源。
And my heart was dwelling within all the sweetness.
我想早上我们就是愿意一同来到甘甜事物的泉源。
And this morning we are willing to come to the source of the sweetness.
那如果我说不出来的话，弟兄姊妹就可以唱诗歌345首。
And if I cannot speak of it, you can sing that song.
我们再看一段圣经，在路加福音第十章。
Let's read a passage from the Gospel of Luke chapter 10.
我们读38到42节。
We'll read from verse 38 to 42.
路加福音第十章38到42节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42.
翻到的时候，请弟兄姊妹们，一起来念中文，然后跟email你一起念英文。
As we find it, we'll first read it in Chinese together and then English together.
我们一起来。他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大。接他到自己家里，他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说：主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说：马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked,Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
好，我们再有一点简单的祷告。
Let's have a prayer together.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为我们纪念是你为我们而死，也是你为我们复活。
Because we remember you died for us and also rose from death for us.
我们靠着你，我们可以进到父的面前。
Through you, we can come to the Father.
靠着你，你把永远的生命赐给我们。
And you have given us eternal life.
叫我们能认识神，也叫我们能够经历神。
So we can know God and also experience God.
主，早上我们一起来读你的话，我们也一起来唱诗歌，来敬拜你。
This morning, as we read your word and sing the songs to you,
当我们安静在你面前的时候，求主你向我们说话。
Please speak to us as we quiet before you.
求主赐给我们有受教者的舌头，好叫我们扶助疲乏的人。
And also give us a learning spirit so that we can help those who are weak.
早晨我们有耳的都应当听。让我们能够听见你心里的话。
For those who have ears will hear and hear the voice from the heart.
帮助我们，我们真是愿意倒空我们自己，我们也愿意被你来充满。
To help us to empty ourselves so that we can be filled by you.
求主与我们同在，赐下你自己的话。
May you, Lord, be with us and give us your word.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer. That's in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 不晓得弟兄姊妹记不记得上礼拜邓丁弟兄带我们看的圣经。
I don't know if you remember last week, Brother Deng Bing had led us to read a passage.
他跟我们看谁讲的话。
And he shared with us of those who are speaking.
有没有记得的？
Do you remember?
是吗？你要问邓丁的话，他一定就讲 Caleb， 因为那是他儿子的名字。
That's the word is from Caleb because that's how what he named his son.
他记得他跟我们读约书亚记里面加勒说，因为我专心跟从耶和华。
As we're reading from the book of Joshua, Caleb said that I followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
然后那里神也说他专心跟从耶和华。
Even God said that he was follow God wholeheartedly.
所以弟兄就说，他说心很重要。
So brother saying that the heart is very important.
所以他做了很多 research.
And he had done a lot of research on it.
我想这些日子我是一直觉得我们的属灵生活非常重要。
And in these days I felt that our spiritual life is very important.
那属灵生活其实很简单。你可以用就是用我们的一些身上的来说到，比如说心。
And the spiritual life is very simple. We can use our body to speak of it. For example, the heart.
比如说我们的耳朵。
And our ears.
比如说我们的眼睛。
Our eyes.
比如说我们的口。
And also our mouth.
我们的手和我们的脚。
Our hands and feet.
如果我们注意圣经里面所有说到这些心、口、手、脚的地方，我们照着去生活，我想我们就会有一个好的属灵生活。
If we can just follow the scripture talking about the heart, the eyes, the ears, and the hands and feet, then we follow along with it, then we can experience the spiritual life.
所以我想我就接着邓丁的话，说继续说这个心。
So I want to continue the word of Brother Deng Bing to speak on the heart.
记得主耶稣在登山宝训里面他说清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Remember in the Sermon of the Mount, our Lord said, Blessed is the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
那其实这个话我刚信主的时候就读到，但是我一直不是太懂得什么叫清心。
I read this word when I first became Christian, but at the time I did not understand what you mean by the pure heart.
那我也听过很多说到清心的，但是一直我心里总是不大满意。
A lot of people explain what is faith, but I was not satisfied with the explanation.
我就一直问什么是清心。
Then I was asking, what do you mean by pure in heart?
那最近我心里觉得这个清心不是空心。
And I felt that the pure in heart is not the heart being empty.
我们喜欢吃空心菜，但是你不要做空心人。
We like to eat the vegetable with the empty stem, but we don't want to be like that.
那我想我一直心里面对清心有问题，可能我一直觉得清心就是空心。
But I felt that there's a problem here. I felt that maybe the pure in heart is with the empty heart.
所以很多时候我们听见人说清心的人，清心的人，我们都觉得是傻的人。
So many times we said people who are pure in heart, we felt that they are stupid.
所以英文这个清心就很好，他说是纯洁 pure.
So the English translation is good because it said it is pure.
Pure 不是说没有， pure 是说有。
And the pure in heart is not saying that there's nothing, there's something there.
而且有到一个地步，你在这里面除了它所装的东西，你找不到其他的东西。
And to a point that it contains something, you cannot find anything else.
这是主耶稣说清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
And that's why our Lord said, Blessed is the pure in heart, because they shall see God.
那这个话在今天这个时代，我想真是很不容易。
And this is a very difficult sentence for this generation.
哎呀，有时候我进了 Best Buy， 我看见里面的东西，我的眼睛都花了。
And sometimes I'll go into the Best Buy store, and my eyes open up and is excited.
那我有时候就想，是不是我年纪大了一点了？
I was thinking maybe I'm getting older.
因为我觉得以前二十几岁的时候进去哪里是什么东西哪里是什么东西我都清清楚楚的。
And because in my 20s, I remember where everything is.
但现在我要买东西我都很头痛。
And now if I need to buy something, I had a headache.
因为上网查要查很多东西。
And first we research on the internet.
你要什么样的这个品牌要去查。然后查到一个品牌你定了一个品牌以后里面可能有二十种三十种的东西你要去按你这个去查等到你查到以后你还要找到合适的价钱
You first you look at the brand and then with the brand you have many types and then once you find the type you want then you have to research the price
哎呀我觉得在这样的社会里面我们的心不容易单纯
And I felt that it's very hard to be pure in heart in this society
我记得刚刚信主的时候父母总是劝我说你信仰是好的但是不要信得太迷啊
I remember when I first became Christian my parents would say you can believe but don't believe too deeply
哎呀我觉得我们人都是我们常常说我们要保守自己
And we always said that we need to preserve ourselves
但是我们说的保守自己跟圣经说的保守自己不一样
But it's, what we meant is different than what the scripture says.
我们最好好的东西我们都拿一点进来，但是要出代价的我们都要观望一阵，要推迟它。
We felt that the good things we will take up, and then those other things that we will just put aside.
所以我常常用这句话提醒我自己。所以说清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
So I always remind myself with this verse that blessed is the pure in heart because they shall see God.
那另一面，在雅各书里面有这样一句话。
And then in the book of James, there's this phrase.
他说，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
It said if you draw near to God, and God will draw near to you.
心怀爱意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。
Purify your heart, you double-minded people.
所以我们一面看见圣经里告诉我们有一个叫清心，但另一面有一个叫做心怀二意。
So we can see from the Bible, there's one side is the pure in heart, and the other side is the double-mindedness.
那心怀二意不是心怀恶意。
The double-mindedness is not having a evil thought.
而是心怀二意。
But to have two thoughts.
我们都很喜欢有一位姊妹叫 Fanny Crosby 的诗歌。
We like the song, the hymn from Fanny Crosby.
我最近读到她描写自己，她在人生中有一个转机。
And lately I was reading her, describing herself, and there was a turning point in her life.
我们知道她写了大概8000到9000首诗歌。
We know that she written about 8,000 to 9,000 hymns.
但是呢，她是从50岁才开始写的。
But she started writing only after the age of 50.
所以我们当中没满50岁的，你还有可能做 Fanny Crosby.
So those who are still not 50 yet, you still have a chance to be like Fanny Crosby.
超过50岁的，你不一定要写8000首，但是你也可以写很多诗歌。
And those who are over, you may not need to write 8,000 hymns, but you can write many songs.
Fanny Crosby, 她从小就信主，但是在她人生中有一个转折的时候。
Fanny Crosby was a Christian, but then there is a turning point in her life.
那是在她30岁的时候。
That was when she was 30 years old.
她是去参加一个卫理公会的revival meeting, 参加一个奉新会。
And she was going to a revival meeting in the Methodist denomination.
那她自己描写那个时候她那一次聚会的得着，她是这么说的：她说，在那一次聚会里面，神让我清楚地看见。
She was describing what she received in during that revival meeting, that how God let her see.
她说，我看见我自己，我一个手想要抓住世界。我另一个手想要抓住主耶稣。
God let her see that one hand she's holding on to the world, and the other hand's holding on to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那从那一次聚会开始，她说神就在我的生命中放了一颗星星，因为她是瞎眼的。她说神放了一颗星星， 从此以后再没有一朵云把这个心的光挡住。
And she said that from that point on, God put a new heart into her life, and from that point on, no cloud will shadow over this heart.
所以我想，一个人的心向主单纯、向主单一是非常的重要。
So to have a pure heart to God is very important.
那回到我们今天所要看的圣经，刚才我们就读了一段，这是玛利亚的故事。
So we want to look at the scriptures, and earlier we have read about the story of Mary.
我们先看主耶稣最后对玛利亚的话，说到玛利亚。
We first look at how our Lord Jesus talked about Mary.
主耶稣说，不可少的只有一件。
And our Lord said that there's only one thing that's needed.
好不好？大家跟我们一起来念，不可少的只有一件。
Only one thing is needed.
这里有一个很简单的字，就是 one thing 一件事。
That's a very simple word. Is that's about one thing.
那这一件事是什么事呢
？So what is this one thing?
那当时主耶稣他是在往耶路撒冷去，就经过一个村庄，这个村庄叫做伯大尼。
At the time Jesus was going to Jerusalem, passing through this town called Bethany.
伯大尼住的就是马大、玛利亚和拉撒路他们兄弟姐妹三个。
There in Bethany was the home of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
那这一个家庭，约翰福音说，耶稣素来爱马大，他的妹妹和拉撒路。
And the scripture said that Lord Jesus loved the family of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
那所以耶稣经过那个村庄的时候，这里说这一家人就是马大和玛利亚，就把主耶稣接到他们的家里。
So as Jesus was passing through this town, and this family received Jesus into their home.
那我们想，如果今天耶稣来了，经过 Kansas City, 然后我们就把他接到我们的家里，那你会做什么
？So if we think about if Jesus is passing through Kansas City and we want to receive Jesus into our home, what would you do?
那如果耶稣是中国人的话
，If our Lord Jesus is Chinese.
那我想我们可能就要跑去和氏888去买菜了。
We will go to a Hoes Market and AAA to shop there.
那我不知道当时他们的 custom, 我不知道当时他们的生活背景，但是我想这里告诉我们就是他们非常忙。
I don't know about their custom then, but the Bible tells us they were very busy preparing.
然后耶稣说到，他说到玛利亚的时候，他说玛利亚已经选择了那上好的，这个上好的其实可以说就是那个上好的菜。耶稣是就是见看着当时的情景，看着桌子上的菜，他就在跟马大讲，他说玛利亚选了那个最好的那一道菜。
And at the time, maybe there's a lot of dishes, and Jesus was telling Martha that Mary had chosen what is better already.
所以我想这是当时这件事情发生的情形，然后这个姐姐就特别忙。我想她大概是比妹妹要能干得多，妹妹可能是很安静的，这个姐姐可能是手很快，然后这个也很有主见的，所以她就在那里张罗忙碌。
So at the time, the situation and the mother, the older sister probably is very capable, and she was running around preparing for everything.
然后妹妹呢，这里说玛利亚，她坐在耶稣的脚前听他讲道。
And Mary, as a younger sister, she's more quiet, and then she was just listening to our Lord Jesus.
结果马大就心不甘，他就到主面前来抱怨了。
So Martha was complaining to Jesus.
他就对耶稣说：“他说，你看，那我觉得马大还是很好啊，他没有对着玛利亚讲，他是去跟耶稣讲。”
And I thought Martha was pretty good, and she was not the.Saying to Mary, rather to the Lord.
但是呢，他是讲玛利亚。他说：“你看，他留下我一个人伺候，难道你不在意吗？你没有看见吗
？”And she was telling our Lord Jesus that, I was the only one working on that. Don't you care that Mary was just sitting there?
那玛利亚这里没有说话，但是耶稣为玛利亚说话。
Mary did not respond, but Jesus did.
耶稣说马大马大你为许多的事思虑烦扰
And the Lord, Jesus said Martha Martha you are worried and upset about many things
但是不可少的只有一件玛利亚已经选择了那上好的
But only one thing is needed. Mary had chosen what is better.
我想这个故事给我们看我们就是交通其中这一个不可少的这一件事。
And we want to just share about that one thing that is needed.
就是说到玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚前。
That Mary was sitting at the feet of our Lord Jesus.
玛利亚来听主耶稣的话。
And Mary is coming to listen to our Lord Jesus.
那这一个我们当然知道，其实我想每一个弟兄姊妹都非常知道，信主不但是得着主的好处，信主是得着人与主的关系。
And we all know there's a question that after we believe, not only we get all the benefit that our Lord will give us, but also a relationship with the Lord.
人生中最宝贵的不是有许多事情，而是最宝贵的是我们有许多的关系。
The precious things on earth is not a lot of things, but rather a lot of relationship.
我们要为着许多我们的关系来感谢神。
We need to thank God for these relationships.
但是关系非常不容易。
But the relationship is very hard to build.
因为关系需要花心思，关系需要花代价。
Because the relationship takes time and effort.
关系需要站在对方的立场去为对方来思想。
A relationship takes you need to stand at the other person's perspective and think for him.
所以无论是父母的关系，无论是夫妻的关系，父母与儿女的关系。
Regardless if it's husband and wife relationship or parents and children relationship.
或者我们与老板的关系，我们与同事的关系。
A relationship with your boss or with your peers at work.
我们与我们朋友的关系。
And relationship with your friends.
这些关系其实是我们人生中最宝贵的。
And those relationships are the most precious.
那我们知道在主里面与主的关系是最宝贵，这个我想每一个基督徒都有认识。
We know that with our Lord that we have that relationship. I think we all understand that.
但是我相信你去做一下调查，如果我们有一个问卷，问一问说你觉得你对跟主的关系，主满意不满意？我相信我们诚实的话，大部分我们回来都会说主不满意，我也不满意。
If we do a survey, if we ask people, are you satisfied with your, if the Lord is satisfied with the relationship that He has with you, and I think if we honest, most of us will say that He will not be satisfied.
那到底是什么东西拦阻我们与主的关系？
So what's preventing for us to have a good relationship with the Lord?
拦阻我们来亲近他。
And what's hindering for us to draw close to Him?
拦阻我们来坐在主的脚前。
To stop us to sit at the feet of our Lord Jesus.
那这里我想我们可以提三个点。
I think we can share three points here.
第一个就是第一个点叫做 common, 平凡。
And the first one is common.
你知道如果我们说大卫他只有一件事情爱主，保罗他只有一件事情爱主，这个我们觉得这是当然的，因为他们是特别的人嘛。
If you say that David had one thing that he loves the Lord and Paul had only one thing that he loves the Lord, we thought that it's natural because that's what they do.
所以很多时候我们觉得别人亲近神，大卫亲近神，保罗亲近神是应该的，可是我是一个普通的人，平凡的人。
We would think that David and Paul, they draw close to God. That's what they should do. But I'm only a common person.
那我很多时候我们说我知道主救我，我感谢神的恩典，我也相信主。
We think that the Lord has saved us. I thank the Lord, and then I believe in Him.
但是你说要我常常到主面前来，要我来与他有好的关系，要我来追求他。我们觉得那是少数人的事情。
But if we think that we need to come to the Lord and to pursue after Him, it's for belong only to a few people.
那是一些Superman 属灵的超人做的事情。
And those are only for those spiritual Superman.
所以常常我们有时候会听见说，我们到天堂，我们只要扫扫地就好了。
So many people say, I just want to go to heaven and just sweep the floor there.
那有的弟兄就讲说，我们与主一同作王，哎呀，他们的心很大。我们说我很谦卑，我上天堂只要扫扫地看看门就好了。
People would say that I want to reign with Christ, so those are ambitious people, but for me I just want to sweep the floor in heaven.
你真的要到天堂开门吗？
You just want to watch the door when you get to heaven? Welcome you to come on Wednesday to pray. We need to watch the door on earth.
So that
we know how to do that in heaven.
平凡是一个常常我们的借口。
And to be common is only an excuse we give.
这一个家庭, 伯大尼的家是一个平凡的家。
This home, this house of Bethany is very common household.
他们没有什么特别的 qualification.
They don't have any special qualification.
他们也不是文士法利赛人。
They're not the Pharisee or the scribes.
他们甚至也不是罪吏罪人和税吏。
And they're not even the sinners or the tax collectors.
所以我们觉得我也不是太坏，我也不是太好。
I'm not too good and not too bad either.
那我们一生好像就这样就过去了。
And our life just passed on like that.
但是重要的不是我是不是平凡，我是不是特别。
The important thing is not if I'm common or am I special.
重要的是主看我们怎么样。
And how the Lord look at us is important.
那马大玛利亚他们特别的地方在哪里？ 圣经说耶稣爱马大，耶稣爱玛利亚。
So what's so special about Martha and Mary? Because the Bible said that the Lord Jesus loved Martha and Mary.
我们心思需要更新的，就是我们常常不要看说我是一个平凡的人，我们要知道说主爱我。
We need to renew our heart, not that we are a common people. We need to know that the Lord loves me.
我好，主也爱我，像那个少年官一样。
If I'm good, the Lord loves me just like the young rich man.
我坏，主也爱我，像那个罪人和税吏一样。
Even when I'm bad, the Lord loves me just like the tax
collector. 就算是我很普通，我很平常，主一样爱我，就像爱马大和玛利亚一样。
Even though I'm a common person, Lord will still love me just like Mary and Martha.
所以这个平凡的家庭，他知道主爱他们，他们就对主有反应，他们就把主耶稣接到他们的家里面。
And this common household know that the Lord loves them, so they have to respond. They receive the Lord into their house.
这个日子可以说是不是节日，不是特别的日子。
This is not a special festival during this time.
这是一个平平常常的日子。
It's just a normal day.
但是因着耶稣来到他们家里面，这个日子就跟平常不一样了。
But because the Lord had come to their household, this become a special day for them.
所以很多时候我们觉得今天礼拜一。 我们到公司就会，哦， today is Monday.
And sometimes we go to work on Monday and say, oh, this today is just Monday.
然后到礼拜，不要到礼拜五了，礼拜四了，下午碰到同事的时候，同事就会很高兴跟我讲， today is Thursday.
And when you just come to say Thursday, you know, the workers there will be very happy because today is Thursday already.
但是在我们观念里面，不是礼拜天早上。 不是礼拜五晚上，也许我们就觉得这个日子就是属于我的，就是一个平平常常的日子。
And maybe we felt that it's not just Friday or Sunday, these days belong to myself.
那到了礼拜五晚上，那是我们亲近主的时间；到了主日的早晨，那是我们亲近主的时间。
And only when it comes to Friday night or when it comes to Sunday morning, that's the time to draw near to God.
可是其他的日子呢？
But what about the other days?
其他的日子，耶稣有没有在我们的家里？
Is our Lord Jesus in our house on the other days?
其他日子我们有没有坐在耶稣的脚前?
Are we sitting on the feet of the Lord on the other days?
其他日子我们有没有在心在主的身上来为主忙碌?
And our hearts are busy for the Lord on the other days.
那你这是这里这个故事发生在什么地方呢? 就是发生在他们家里。
And this story happened in the household.
有时候我们很难把主和家连在一起。
And many times it's hard to relate the Lord with the household.
说到主，我们想到的就是教会。
When we talk about the Lord, it's always the church.
说到主，我们也许想到的就是某某传道人。
And when we talk about the Lord, it's just some other preachers.
但是真正要能够与主相连、与主相交，最重要的地方就是家里。
But to have a true relationship with the Lord, the most important place is the household.
所以这是第一个，我们常常就是。 觉得太平凡了，太平常了。
So this is one thing that sometimes we felt that is too common.
那第二个，我想大家都是深有体会的，就是马大在这里，他有一个拦阻。
And the second thing I think we all have this obstacle is Martha had had that.
是什么？
What is that?
忙。
Busy.
忙。
Busy.
你忙不忙？
Are you busy?
我想可以说我们的这个 tune 啊，我们的音调都是忙的音调。
And all the tune that we have is usually very busy.
我很少问说，哎，最近忙不忙啊？很少听见有说，哎呀，最近很闲，最近很空。
And usually I'll ask, are you busy lately? And always I heard will be, I haven't heard people saying that, no, I'm not busy.
那忙是常用字，那我考一考大家，什么叫忙？
We always say that we're busy, so what do you mean by being busy?
什么叫忙？
What do you mean by being busy?
我查了一下字典哈，字典的定义很好， occupied。
I look at the dictionary. It's very good explanation, meaning occupied.
就是你整个被占据了。
The whole thing was occupied.
打个比方，你如果打电话，现在都有 call waiting 了，但是有时候你也会听见忙音的。
And for example, when you make a call, now you have call waiting, but before you will have busy signal.
我的电话，我的手机常常会打过去，对方。打过来我接起来，对方听得见，素萍听得见我讲话，我听不见他讲话。
And many times just like my cell phone, sometimes素萍will call me and she can hear me but I cannot hear her.
所以我就挂掉，我再打过去，那有时候打过去的时候他也在按，所以我就听见这个忙音啊。
And I will just hang up and call back and she'll be trying to call me, so I heard all these busy signal
或者我们说 the line is busy
那个线是在忙，
战线中文讲
busy line
那弟兄姊妹，我们的心是不是 busy signal, 是不是忙音？
So what about our heart? Is it always have a busy signal?
我们的线是不是战线？
And our line, is it always busy?
很多时候主要跟我们说话，
Many times God wants to speak to us.
主要给我们劝勉。
And He wants to encourage us.
主要给我们提醒。
He wants to remind us.
但是 our line is busy.
但是我们的线在忙。
我们给主的就是忙音。
And what we send to God is the busy signal.
那第三个，这里在马大的身上，我们还可以看见一个我们都会犯的毛病。
And thirdly, from Martha's life, we can see something we always have done.
这也是拦阻她到主面前的。
To hinder her from coming to the Lord.
她说，我妹子留下我一个人伺候。
He said, my sister just leave me by myself.
你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。
Don't you care? Can you ask her to come help me?
到神面前，自我中心是一个很大的拦阻。
When we come to God, being self-centered is a very big hindrance.
那有一次我忘记为什么事情，我跟素萍就吵架。
And one time, Su Ping and I have a conflict. I do not remember what happened.
其实还没那么严重，就是有一点口角。
It's not that serious. We just have some argument.
我记得我们去 Walmart.
And we went to Walmart.
那在 Walmart 的门口，我实在心里面。很生气了，我说这样子的话，我很想去再给回他报复他一句。
And at the door of Walmart, I was very, very upset because she said something, and I was wanting to return another phrase to her.
但是我觉得再去讲这个主的同在就要失去了。
But I felt that if I continue up the argument, then the abidance of Christ will be gone.
但是我想失去就失去吧，我跟主请一会儿假，等会儿我再回来好了。
If I lose it, that's fine. I just take a time off from God and later on come back to God.
那反正圣经说不可含怒到日落，我到晚上之前我还可以。
The Bible said, "Do not have the anger overnight. Maybe I can just stop that before I go to sleep."
我不是说笑话，那时候我真的是想不可含怒到日落。
At the time, I was really thinking I would not have the anger overnight.
可是就是那一次，哎，我就想日落难道要等到晚上吗？
So at the time, I was thinking, does the overnight meaning that you have to wait till the night?
什么时候主如果隐藏起来了？ 什么时候如果我们看不见主了，我们没有在这个日头的光下，难道不是已经天黑了吗？
If the Lord had hide himself from us, we are not in the light, wouldn't that be in the sunset already?
所以那天我就明白不可含怒到日落，那一天主就跟我讲，你生气可以，但是如果你生气到主的同在失去了，那这就是主所定的界限。
So I understood then that I can be upset, but then if I upset to the point that the Lord's presence is gone, then it's overboard.
那感谢主，常常失败，但是难得有一次是得胜的。那一次是得胜的。
I thank the Lord that I always fail, but it's very precious that I overcome one time.
所以当我愿意把自己放下来的时候，主的同在就充满在我们心里面。
So when I was willing to put myself down, the abundance of God, Christ will be on us.
所以这个自己常常就是要来争夺。为什么主耶稣说要舍己？不是他要虐待我们，而是己常常就把主耶稣该有的位置占掉了。
And many times we want to fight for that self. And why did Jesus say we need to deny ourselves? It's not to treat us badly, but so that we won't lose the abundance of Christ.
所以在侍奉主中，就像马大一样，在侍奉当中，常常侍奉的事情是好的，可是侍奉要显明我们自己常常是以自己为中心的一个人。
Just like Martha, the ministry, the serving is good, but many times it will reveal that we are serving with self-centeredness.
所以我们要侍奉主，侍奉主是好的，侍奉主是不可少的。
So we want to serve God, and this is something we cannot lack.
但是我们侍奉主，同时要接受主的教正。
And yet when we serve, we need to be corrected by the Lord.
我觉得我们常常，我自己就是这样，常常我们觉得我们要侍奉主，但是我们不愿意接受主的教正。
I found myself many times is I want to serve the God but don't want to be corrected by the Lord.
这就会产生许许多多的难处。
And many difficulties would then come.
那这是我想提的三个拦阻。
And this is the three hindrances I want to share with you.
然后这里其实真正主要我们在这里能够看见玛利亚的榜样，就是她坐在耶稣的脚前。
But truly, the Lord wants to see teach us that we learn from the example of Mary to sit at the feet of the Lord.
那这个坐下来
，to be able to sit.
很多时候我们想起的是坐，就是 do 那个做那个做事情的做。
But in Chinese, the sit sometimes will become the word to do.
但是主要我们的是坐，坐下来的坐。
But the Lord wants us to just sit there.
坐下来就表示我们安息了。
That it represents we have rest.
其实很多时候忙不是问题。
Many times busy is okay.
事情多不是问题。
With many things to do, it's fine.
问题是我们的安息失去了。
But the problem is we lose our rest.
我们的平安不见了。
Our peace is gone.
我们的喜乐不见了。
Our joy is gone.
所以在以赛亚书，主就说你们得救在乎归回安息。
So when Isaiah said you are saved because you have quiet and peace.
你们得力在乎平静安稳。
And you have strength because you have rest.
但是很可惜，主说你们竟自不肯。
But the Lord said that you are not willing.
很多时候按理坐下来应当是让我们得着释放，得着休息的。
Many times sitting down should be giving us rest and it should be okay.
让我们里面能够安静下来。我不是说你真的拿一把椅子坐，但是我们里面是一个坐的一个地位。
And I'm not saying that you just sit down on the chair, but in the inside we'll be sitting there.
我们可以像马大一样在那里奔忙，但是在我们的心里面，我们应当是坐在主的脚前。
We can be running around like Martha, but in our heart we have to be sitting before the Lord.
我们应当是在主面前就有安息的。
Before the Lord, we must have this rest.
就是坐。
And that's sitting. So where are we sitting? It said that at the feet of our Lord Jesus.
那这是什么意思呢？在主的脚前就有两个意思，一个是相近。
So what do you mean by sitting on the Lord? There are two meanings. The first is to be close to the Lord.
或者就可以说 the nearness 接近
or be very near to the Lord.
一个就是低
and the other one is at a low position.
与坐在主的脚前，一面与主相近，坐在主的脚前，一面也是坐在主的下面。
At the feet of the Lord is very near to the Lord, and yet is below the Lord.
这是我们生活中常常应当寻求的、注意的，就是我们一面要与主有主的同在，坐在主的面前，不要离主离得很远。很多时候我们觉得我们是你说我们没有主吧，我们有主，但是你说他是不是我们是不是我们可能跟主在同一个 building 里面。
And important, we need to be sitting with the Lord. Many times we said we are with the Lord, we may be in the same building.
但是我们没有办法说我们就在主的面前，就在主的脚前。
But we cannot say that we are at the feet of the Lord.
那玛利亚的榜样，她是坐在耶稣的脚前。
The example of Mary, she was sitting at the feet of the Lord.
不要远远的站着，要来到主的面前。
Do not just stand far away, but to come to the feet of the Lord.
然后他来做什么呢？他来听主的话。
So what did she do? What did she do? She was listening to the word of the Lord.
我想时间的关系，我只再提一点。
For time's sake, I only want to mention one more point.
这里很重要的就是玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分。
So that Mary had chosen what is better.
可以说我们在许多事情当中今天常常做的就是选择选择选择
In many things we do in life right now is to choose to choose and to choose
什么是正确的选择
What is the right decision
什么是智慧的选择
What is a wise choosing
我就想起所罗门当他到基遍去献祭的时候一天那天晚上耶和华神就向他显现
And remember when Solomon was sacrificing at Gibeon, and the Lord revealed to him.
那神就问所罗门说：“所罗门啊，你要什么？你可以向我求。”
And the Lord said to Solomon, "What do you want? You can ask of me."
所罗门说：“他说，你仆人接续我父亲大卫的王位，住在你所拣选的民中。”
He said, "I'm servant of yours, and I want to continue the throne of my father and among the people."
但是他说我是一个幼童，我不知道怎么样在你的选民中出入。
And then he said, "I was young. I don't know how to go in and out in your people."
所以耶和华神，我向你求智慧，让我可以判断，可以听颂。
So I will ask you for wisdom, so I can discern and I can judge.
然后圣经怎么说？圣经说所罗门求这事。就叫神喜悦。
And the Bible said, God is pleased with his choosing.
神就向所罗门说，所罗门啊，你不为自己求寿求富。
And the Lord said that you did not ask for yourself for riches and long life.
也不求灭绝你仇敌的性命。
And not asking to kill all your enemies.
你单求智慧可以听颂。
And so that you just ask for wisdom so you can listen.
主说我就应允你所求的。
And I will answer what you have asked.
在你以前没有人像你那样智慧，在你以后也必没有。
There was nobody before you after you as wise as you.
而且神说，连你没有所求的，我也要赐给你。
And I will even give you those you have not asked.
就是富足、尊贵和长寿。
And riches, long life, and honor.
这是。这个时候的所罗门是一个懂得拣选的人。
At that time, Solomon knows how to choose.
就像玛利亚在这里，他懂得要选什么。
And just like Mary knew how to choose at this time.
所以弟兄姊妹，在许多的事情当中，在我们的忙碌当中，在我们平凡的生活当中，我们要选什么？
So brother and sister, in our busy life, in our common life, what do we want to choose?
那第二个我们看刚才武雷带我们念的在诗篇二十七篇
And the second I want to look at what Brother Wu Lei had led us to read That's Psalm 27
诗篇二十七篇大卫说他也有一件事
Psalm 27 David also said that he had one thing
第四节他说我有一件事我曾求耶和华我仍要寻求
And in verse 4 it said One thing I ask of the Lord This is what I seek
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple.
我们有许许多多的祷告。
We have many prayers.
但是我们有没有像大卫有这样一个祷告？
But have we been like David, have this kind of prayer?
他说，有一件事是我对神的祷告。
And one thing I ask of the Lord, he said.
有一件事我仍然要寻找他。
One thing I will continue to seek Him.
那我们说要找什么呢？
So what we said, what are we seeking for?
他说我要一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
Said that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
我要看见他的荣耀，看见他的荣美。
I want to gaze upon the beauty of him.
我也要在他的殿里求问。
And seek him in the temple.
那这个话，也许我们读，我们就觉得好像没有什么特别嘛。
We felt that there's nothing special about this.
那也许我们，我想我们只是很简单的借着大卫他当时所处的情形来看。
Maybe we can look at the situation of David at the time.
诗篇二十七篇是一个很好的祷告，但这个祷告是发生在大卫在难处当中。
Psalm 27 is very good prayer, but that happened when he was in difficulties.
因为第五节说，我遭遇患难，他必暗暗的保守我。
Because in verse 5 it said that in the day of trouble he will keep me safe.
那很多时候我们如果在难处当中，我觉得我们的难处就是不在难处中，很多时候我们看不见。
And we felt that many times we're in difficulties, but when we're not in difficulty, we cannot see.
因为我们觉得我们很好。
We felt that we're in a good situation.
但是在难处当中，我们也不容易看见。
But in difficulty, yet it's very hard for us to see also.
因为诗歌说，好像我们的眼睛常常在流泪，泪水就让我们看不清楚。
It's just like the psalm said, when we're in trouble, we have tears, and tears that prevent us from seeing.
那我没有经过大的什么大的难处，我想我就举一个小的例子。
I have not experienced too big a difficulty, so I give you a small example.
当我十一年前刚刚搬到 St. Louis 去的时候。
11 years ago when I just moved to St. Louis.
那时候我刚刚花了1000块钱买了一辆车。
And I spent $1,000 to buy a car.
那部车还不错，从 Lawrence 可以一直开到 St. Louis 去。
The car was pretty good. I can drive from Lawrence to St. Louis.
那是一月份的时候。
In January.
后来就下雪。
And it was snowing.
我记得有一天下雪，我在 highway 上开的时候，开到加速到20的时候，它上不去了。
But one day, I was trying to accelerate to about 20 miles on the highway, and it just couldn't go any further.
所以你知道是什么事情？
Do you know what happened?
Transmission 坏了。
And the transmission was broken.
那车子要就怕，要么是 engine 坏了，要么是 transmission 坏了，发动机或者是这个变速器坏了。
Either the engine or the transmission are broken.
所以后来拿去修。
So he took it to repair.
1300块。
$1,300。
我想我已经花了1000块钱买了。
So I spent $1,000 to buy it.
那要选哪一个呢？要再买一部车，还是修好这部车
？So I need to choose. Do I want to fix this car or buy another one?
我就想我已经开了好久了，也许就是只有这一个毛病，所以我想我就修吧。
I thought I have driven it for a while. Maybe this is the only problem. So let me just fix it.
那个时候刚刚在美国，刚刚开始，开车，刚刚开始自己管理自己的。这个钱刚刚开始，银行每一个月下来还有一点多的这个日子。
And this is a time when I came to stay. It just started. I have some money in the bank. Started to manage the money myself.
那是一月份到二月份的时候。
And that was in January. And then it came February.
我想很多人都有同样的经验。又有问题，再拿去 body shop 这个 mechanical shop 一看，300多块。
And I think you all have the experience. In February, I have to take it to the mechanics. It costs about $300.
哎呀，要不要修呢
？Should I fix it?
后来想还是修吧。
And thought about, okay, let me fix it again.
到了三月份。
And then in March.
我记不得是什么东西了，又拿去200多块。
I cannot remember what happened. I had to take it there and $200.
所以那一阵我开车，我听见有什么声音的时候，我就很紧张。
So at that time, and every time I hear a little noise in the car, I was very nervous.
那时候我信主已经两年多了。
At the time, I became a Christian for about 2 years already.
那我心里实在有一个依靠主的心。
And I have a heart to depend on the Lord.
但是的确我背上有背一个包袱。
But then I carry a burden on my back also.
今天再回头看，当然我们觉得那是小事。
And I look back, it's a little thing.
可是难处的特点就是这样，你回头看的时候，你觉得那是小事，但是你在其中的时候，你觉得那个太重了。
The characteristic of a difficulty is when you look back, it's a small thing, but at time, it's very heavy on you.
那我就记得有一次在聚会里面，那是我刚刚读过的那段圣经，但是有一次聚会当中，这段话很清楚的神就对我讲。
I remember one time I was reading this verse and it's very clear that the Lord is speaking to me with that.
那就是罗马书第五章，神说我们欢欢喜喜盼望他的荣耀。
And it's in Romans chapter 5 that we are joyfully looking forward to his glory.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Not only that, even in affliction we will be joyful.
因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
Because the difficulties will give you patience, and patience will give you maturity.
盼望不至于羞愧，因为圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
And then that will give you hope, and hope will not we will not be ashamed because the Holy Spirit will be on us.
哎呀，那个时候不但感谢神，我觉得神向我说话。 而且我就发现这里神说到的是盼望。And
I was so thankful to God because I felt God is speaking to me that I have this hope.
所以我们在难处中的时候，我们最需要的是什么？
So when we are in difficulties, what do we need the most?
我们最需要的是在难处中我们就会看见的是 now, 就会看见的是现在。
And in the difficulty, what we want to see is now.
我们看不见永恒。
We cannot see eternity.
我们看见的就是我的这个难处。
We only see the difficulty.
我们看不见神。
We cannot see God.
但是那里告诉我们说，我们欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
And it says over there it says that we are joyfully hoping for the glory of God.
当圣灵运行的时候，当神的话在我们心里工作的时候。
When the Holy Spirit works on us in our heart.
很奇妙的。 我们就不再是看现在了，我们就能够透过信心能够看到将来。
Amazingly, we won't look at the present, but we look to the future.
很奇妙的，我们不再看见的是我的需要，我们能够看见这位能够供应我一切需要的神。
Amazingly, that we would not look at the need, but we will look at the provider who can provide all things.
这是大卫说的，我要瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里瞻仰他的荣美。
And that's what David would say, I will gaze upon the beauty of the Lord.
当神同在显明的时候，我们就能够看见神了。
When the presence of the Lord revealed, then we can see God.
常常在难处中，这是我们的经历。
And this is our experience in difficult times.
那不但如此，在难处中，我们的问题都是常常都是从难处中发出来的。
And many times our problem comes out of the suffering.
一个问题多的人，可能就是他有许多的难处。
Person who have a lot of problems, maybe he have a lot of difficulties.
你不要听我这样讲，以后查经的时候你不问问题了。And
don't stop asking questions in your Bible study because of that.
但是我们心里面有许许多多的问题。But
in our heart, there's many questions.
在难处中，我们问的是什么问题？
What kind of question do we ask in difficult times?
我想我们有两个常问 FAQ， 两个常问问题。 一个就是 why，
and the two in the FAQ the two one is why，
就是为什么
why，
还有一个就是 how long，
and the second one is 多长
why how long，
为什么跟多久，这是我们常常问的问题。 And those are the questions we always ask.
但是大卫说，我要一生一世住在神的殿中，在他的殿里求问。
But David said that I will dwell in the house of the Lord for the rest of my life and seek in his temple.
什么是对的问题？
So what is the right question?
其实问题没有对错， 什么是大卫在这里他应当要在神面前问的问题。
There's no right or wrong in the question, but what's the question that David should ask of the Lord?
我觉得我们常常需要问的问题是两个问题。
I feel like that many times we have two questions that we want to ask.
就是保罗当他在得救的时候他问主的两个问题。
Just like Paul had asked when he was saved.
第一个问题他说主啊你是谁。
And the first question is, Lord, who are you?
当遇到难处的时候我们如果安静在主面前我们不用去问 why, 为什么。
When we have difficult time, we don't need to ask God why.
难处中我们最需要的是抓住神。
And what we need the most is to hold on to God.
但是很多时候你觉得神我们抓不住为什么。
But many times we cannot hold on to God, why is that?
因为我们认识神少。
Because we do not know enough about God.
因为我们认识神不够我们不知道他是怎样的一位神。
Because we don't know sufficiently about the Lord.
我们不知道这件事情临到神有什么目的。
We don't know what's the purpose for this to happen to me.
我们不知道神的轨迹在哪里他今天停的那一站他的用意在哪里。
We don't know the plan of God and why he's stopping that.
所以我觉得在难处中在我们需要的时候我们需要神的时候一个最好的问题就是主啊你是谁。
So the best question to ask when we're in difficult time is, Lord, who are you?
让我可以认识你，让我可以抓住你。
So I can know you and hold on to you.
那什么时候我们对神有了新的认识，我们就会发现神就把我们抓住。
Every time we have new understanding of the God, then we will hold on to him.
第二个问题说，主啊，我当做什么？
The second question is, Lord, what should I do?
我们的主他不随便做事的，如果有事情临到我们我们当问主啊，我当做什么？
Our God always do things with a purpose. Something happened to us, we should ask, Lord, what should I do?
我相信我们去读大卫的诗篇，这是常常他的感觉，就是他在这里说的：我要一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
I think we should be like David, that we would dwell in the Lord for the rest of our lives, and then gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and seek in His temple.
那第三个就是保罗，其实我没有打算要讲保罗。
And third is Paul, and I'm really planning on speaking on Paul.
但是我们就是在这里一起提醒，我们要过做的生活，我们也要过住的生活。
And we want to remind each one of us that we not only want to live a life to sit there, but also to have a life to dwell in the Lord.
要坐在主的脚前，要住在神的同在里面。
Sit before the feet of the Lord and also dwell in the Lord also.
但是一个真正坐在主脚前的人，一个真正住在神殿中的人，必定是一个奔跑道路的人。
But one who sits on the feet of the Lord and who dwells in the Lord will be the one who always runs for the Lord.
这就是刚刚我们读的保罗在腓立比书第三章他的话，他说我只有一件事，我要忘记背后的，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
And this is what we had read from Philippians, that I will, one thing I will do, I will press on and I will forget the past.
有时候，说实在的，我们逃不了骄傲的侵扰。有时候我心里面会有一个自满的感觉。
And sometimes very difficult to get away from the pride that we will be satisfied on our own.
我觉得今天在这里已经很好了。
Felt that it's very good here already.
但是保罗在他说那个话的时候，那是成熟的保罗。
But when Paul said that, he was a mature Paul.
保罗说：“我只有一件事，就是要向着标杆直跑。”
He said that one thing I need to do is press on to the goal.
那如果保罗都要跑这条路的话，你我是不是也应当跑在这条路上？
If Paul has to run on this road, shouldn't we have to also?
我想我就借着一个姊妹的祷告，这是她在23岁生日的时候，她写在她日记里面给主的一段话做结束。
I want to conclude with a prayer of our sister when she was at 23 years old. She wrote that down in the journal.
这是英文的，请你没有帮我们翻中文。她说 ：“All that I have, all that I am, all that I may be.”
So, 我所有的，我所有所是的
is yours wholly, absolutely, and unreservedly.
是你的神性， 没有任何的保留。
And I do believe that you have taken me.
我相信你已经接受我。
And you will work in me to will and to do thy good pleasure.
你会在我身上做你自己的旨意, 为着你自己的, 美意的做。
Day by day, draw me nearer.
每天你就使我更亲近你。
一件事。
One thing.
但愿我们每一个人都做一个有一件事的人。
May all we do that one thing.